America Weekend.
You know, to pull off this irascible genius routine, one actually has to be a genius.
I'm designing a machine that will allow us to break every message, every day, instantly.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Imitation Game.
The Imitation Game is only a so-so movie, and 8 Academy Award nominations or not, I'm going to take it to task for failing to be riskier and braver. The story of Alan Turing, one of the world's computer pioneers, had a chance to be something important, but settled for mildly diverting and middle-brow. Benedict Cumberbatch does give a fine performance as Turing, a socially inept closeted gay man who leads a team of British codebreakers in the battle against Nazi Germany during World War II, but his homosexuality is consistently held at arm's length, and it stinks of the producers trying to play it safe and not alienate Oscar's older voting base. It's an impressively mounted motion picture, but Graham Moore's screenplay and Morton Tilden's direction never rises above the level of mainstream mediocrity, and Keira Knightley as fellow genius and one-time fiancé of Turing, Joan Clark, deserves better material than this thankless by-the-numbers role. I highly doubt anyone will remember The Imitation Game a year from now, if only it held some more weight. Instead, we are given brief information of Mr. Turing's persecution for his lifestyle, but it simply wasn't enough for me. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and again, check out Mark's incredible website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. Next week, Mark will join me in studio as we will have Mark's complete Oscar preview. Well, the kitchen, it can be a dangerous place. All kinds of stuff can happen, and a lot of it bad. You could get cut. You could get burned while cooking. Kids and adults all have to be very, very careful in the kitchen. So before you become the next, Joanna Pruce, Wolfgang Puck, whatever, you need to practice certain safety tips. Some of these do come from the school of Captain Obvious, but they are here. We will go over all of them. The first one, wash your hands before preparing food. Honey, I just did an oil change on the van, and now I'm going to make crepes. Well, wash your hands first. They are sparky because you don't want any foodborne illnesses taking out the wife and the kids. You should also wash your hands after handling raw meat or cracking eggs. This will prevent cross-contamination from foods. The next one, know about food safety and keeping the kitchen clean. It's important to know how to properly wash your fruits and vegetables. You were never taught this in school. You can put them under running cold water for a few minutes. This should remove any pesticides and dirt that they brought home with them. Additionally, you need to make sure that you wash any cutting boards or utensils that came into contact with raw meat. I knew someone who never washed their cutting board. They would chop raw chicken, raw meat, anything on there, and they would just pick it up and put it up against the wall in the kitchen. Needless to say, I never went back there for seconds. The next one, know how to use a knife properly. Learning how to use a knife properly can save you a trip to the emergency room. Always cut down and away from your body. When using a cutting board, be sure to tuck the fingers of your other hand in toward your palm. So we are teaching you everything here, folks. The next one, use your microwave correctly. Whenever my wife tries to set the timer on the microwave, she does it for time cook, so she starts turning the microwave on. So yeah, so we're getting just a little more radiation in the house because we're trying to set a 3-minute timer. Anyway, needless to say, she will not be listening to this portion of the show. When you are using a microwave, you need to make sure you use it properly. Be sure you are careful when you are removing hot items from the microwave and be especially aware of the steam. Potholders can help you avoid being burned. Additionally, you should never run an empty microwave or use metal in it. Microwave-safe dishes will not melt in the microwave and do not contain metal. I worked with someone who, for whatever reason, would always put the little to-go things, you know, the little metal tins that the ZD comes in or whatever, he would put that in the microwave, and all of a sudden, we've got arcs going on in the kitchen at work that looks like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and someone put a sign up, don't put metal in the microwave, but this genius kept doing it anyway. The next one, again, where these are ways to boost your kitchen safety. Be careful when handling hot liquids. No duh. The majority of burns in the kitchen come from spilling spilling hot liquids. When you are handling hot liquids, you need to be careful not to splash or spill the liquids. When pouring liquids, you should try to use a funnel to keep water or other hot liquid from splashing out. Yeah, and you're trying to fish around for a funnel. All right, here you go. You got boiling water in one hand. Oh, I don't have my funnel. So all of a sudden, you lean over to get the funnel out of the cabinet down the bottom, and you end up pouring the boiling hot water all over your right leg. When you are ladling soup, be careful so you do not splash. If you spill something on yourself or someone else, immediately put the burned area under cold running water. Store your food properly. Food poisoning can be caused by improperly storing your food. So make sure that the things that need to be in the refrigerator stay in the refrigerator. Check for mold. Throw away moldy food. No, you know what? I made it 8 months ago, but it still has a good look to it, and I'm trying to save some money, so I'm going to save it and eat it. No, if it's moldy, throw it out. The next one, use your appliances correctly. It's important to know how to use your appliances correctly to prevent fires and to stay safe. Honey, we're going to stay home this weekend. We're going to practice opening the refrigerator. I know it's difficult. We have to practice it because there may be a test at some point, and we don't need any trouble. Stay with us. Coming up next, jobs for you if you want to be your own boss. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, gentlemen, are you looking for a unique, novel way to impress the ladies? Well, I couldn't make this cheap trick up. This is great research. Here's the social science of it. And so it seems that a large vocabulary impresses women. So it's just not enough to have a good pickup line. It's got to be chock full of words that suggest I have a big vocabulary. It's just another lesson out of nature. Now, it's been known for years that animals with brighter plumage tend to attract mates easier than those whose plumage is, say, dull. And a large vocabulary is very attractive to women who are looking not only for love, but for the potential for security. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, to get the girl, smooth talking is not enough anymore. You gotta be a smooth talker with a big vocabulary. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you prevent feeling overwhelmed? Ask a simple question before you commit your time to anything.
If I say yes to this, what am I saying no to? Because you can't make more time. You can only trade it. It's give and take.
If you agree to something new, you have to give up something that you're doing now.
So is the thing you're saying yes to more important to you than that other activity?
Will the new activity move you closer to your dream life than the current activity?
Will it provide the balance you want in your life better than the other commitment?
Once you realize that saying yes to something new means saying no to something else, it's much easier to just say no, which often leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.